Turning now to North Korea, the country today said it had put its armed forces on full combat readiness in response to the start of annual military exercises by U.S. and South Korean troops, rising tension on the divided peninsula. Irene Lagan spoke with Mark Fitzpatrick, senior fellow at the UK-based Institute for Strategic Studies.
The situation in the Korean Peninsula has become more tense. It's always been the place where a war could erupt at the drop of a hat, and I don't think a war will erupt, but North Korea has put its armed forces on alert. They feel cornered and under pressure and weak, and that's a dangerous situation for a country like North Korea. They're more dangerous when they feel weak and under pressure.
Now, what needs to happen in order to reduce this tension, both on the part of South Korea and the United States and North Korea itself?
Well, I think the rest of the world probably needs to stand united, not to give in unilaterally to North Korean demands. When such a belligerent action by North Korea is met by concessions, it just reinforces a North Korean attitude that that making threats work. I think we have to be calm about these threats. North Korea has made such threats before, and it's mostly a rhetorical device. I think remaining calm, but offering the hand of friendship that President Obama had spoke about with regard to countries that are antagonistic, maintaining the avenues of dialogue, particularly through the six-party talks, which are aimed at eliminating the nuclear weapons program.